This is Michael Johnson, and welcome to another in a series of podcasts with F5 Networks. And I have on the line today Joseph Hicks, who's the product manager for web acceleration at F5 Networks. Hey, Joe, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. We've talked with a number of people at F5 about a number of different ideas around web-based applications, moving data around the web. Now, today we're going to talk about various things, but I want to get a concept, application acceleration. Let's talk about what is application acceleration.
So there's some problems that organizations are having. Organizations are looking to deliver their applications to remote locations, users are becoming more mobile. The idea of acceleration is the ability to deliver the data, or when someone's clicking around in their web application, the ability to have that up fairly quickly so that they don't abandon the application, they don't close out because it's just too slow. So acceleration aims to solve that problem.
Now, I know that one of the popular products that's out there is Microsoft SharePoint. Now, what kinds of performance problems do people experience with this? Because obviously, you know, they're out in remote locations and whatnot. Let's talk about some of the things that people are experiencing as they're using the product.
Well, people are trying to deploy SharePoint to migrate from just standard file sharing to be able to create some nice workspaces and work groups and shared calendars. So from that standpoint, what typically happens is people deploy SharePoint in one location, and the people at that location like it and use it. But as the tool grows and as deployments grow, folks from remote offices try to pull content from these, or there's some challenges when, you know, you go home and try to connect over the SSL, VPN, and the performance just really isn't what it needs to be, especially for downloading documents. So there's a lot of challenges when you take the SharePoint deployment and try to spread it out to a lot of different people in remote or mobile locations.
So it sounds like organizations, obviously, as they're expanding out more, have got a lot more outsourcing going on, so people are going to be wanting to move these applications around a lot more. Can you tell me a little bit about the trend and maybe some of the pitfalls that are happening around it?
There's a couple of things that are happening. What's happening is data centers are becoming more consolidated. There's a number of reasons why, whether it be for regulation reasons, Sarbanes-Oxley or HIPAA. If a company acquires other companies and they're merging the infrastructure and the applications, for energy costs or data center costs or rack space costs, the people are bringing their applications into one location. But as you had mentioned, data can be outsourced to India or to China or to Ireland. Users are going all over the world. And so these forces tend to stretch the ability to deploy these applications. People going far away, yet the application's coming close into one or two different data centers. So this causes a slow adoption because the applications are slow for people to use, maybe troublesome to log in, and it makes it so that the investment in a lot of these mission-critical applications, like SharePoint, the investment goes wasted. You don't get the return because the web application is slow.
Now, so we're obviously dealing with a couple of different things here. We've got the applications that are resident, or like, say, a static content, right? And then we've got dynamic content, content in action. Let's talk about the differences for both of them and how caching fits into the picture.
Well, that's a really good observation about the static and dynamic. What happened in the past is that people solved sort of the distribution of content to remote locations by doing caching. But that trend decreased years ago because the concept that everything's becoming dynamic, whether it be, you know, the addition of user IDs, session IDs, e-tags, perhaps even security, SSL certificates, SSL keys, a number of these factors made this data seem dynamic. But it really wasn't dynamic. Really, if we take a look at data, there's really three types of data. There's static content. And that content is things that don't change, oftentimes images, et cetera. But then there is what's called deterministically static data, or deterministically static content. What happens is when you take static data, but you target it to individual users, or you say this is part of a dynamic application, one where queries are being generated for maybe one out of the 50 objects on the page, the other 49 objects on that page are likely static. They didn't change. They're not updated on a minute-by-minute basis. And so that content, which previously was considered static and then went to be dynamic when you started securing the page and adding all the extras of the JavaScript, et cetera, now can be cached. So you can take back the use of the browser, browser's cache. You can take back the use of caching in general to be able to offload your servers and be able to let the servers do what they need to do, which is serve unique SharePoint content.
So I'm beginning to understand now that things are, you know, the perception of these things is really changing. Let's talk about acceleration, application acceleration again, and get into some of the sort of strata of that, because I understand that there's technologies that can kind of compromise it. Let's talk about that.
You're right. We've talked about a few different aspects of the technology, but we can break a lot of the technologies into three different tiers. There's a number of capabilities. I tend to like to break them into network offload, server offload, and application offload. So we can generally group these capabilities into the three areas. If we start with network offload, that's things like TCP optimizations, whereby you can do selective acknowledgments or other types of tricks that would allow you to get over the inherent latency and packet loss that happens on the network. At the server offload standpoint, there's technologies such as compression offload or caching, a number of things that allow you to not have the servers serve repeat content and letting the servers serve the unique business-critical business function content. And then the third is application offload, the ability to say, well, this application could be doing things a little better, because oftentimes the tools presented to developers to make these applications doesn't give them a view into the underpinnings of how the content is delivered. So there's a number of technologies such as linearization or intelligent browser referencing. These kind of capabilities comprise application offload and really address the challenges with applications themselves, the delivery of them.
Okay, but are folks realistically on the user end, are they going to notice this difference? Are they actually going to see and feel the difference in those three tiers of acceleration?
Well, we've deployed a lot of solutions using these technologies throughout the world. One example, perhaps a case study, was a retail firm. They had stores in hundreds of malls across America, and their lines, their queues for sort of purchasing the products were long because it was waiting on a transaction from their central office that was based upon SharePoint. They didn't have the ability to increase the bandwidth and didn't even have the sort of resources or couldn't spend the money to make it so that the lines had lower latency and improve the network capability. So we, at their central data center, we employed the tool called Web Accelerator, product from F5 Networks, that employed all three of these tiers of acceleration and was able to reduce their SharePoint access time from 57 seconds down to about 20, 23 seconds for main page. So that was a huge gain for them and directly impacted their productivity, but also directly impacted their bottom line.
Now, I know that application delivery is one of F5's specialties. Does the Web Accelerator product you're talking about work equally well with other web applications? You know, tell me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. While this technology has been customized and focused for SharePoint, this works with a number of different applications and portals. The question I get most commonly is about people asking about their own customized pages. They say they've customized SharePoint fantastically beyond belief. They say that that there's a number of home-built custom applications that they've built, web pages, et cetera. And we give you the capability to either select one policy to be able to say, we're going to optimize the best for SharePoint or for a number of these other applications, and then as well use these policies as templates to be able to customize and modify for your needs and for your application's needs.
So a company, you know, hears about a product like Web Accelerator. How can they deploy it? And tell me about what it takes to sort of launch that out and work that into their system.
Well, you know, surprisingly, people are used to doing a lot of configuration on servers or a lot of configuration on a network device in order to be able to deploy these types of application acceleration technologies. But what we wanted to do was make it very, very easy and seamless to deploy. So we gathered up all the sort of knowledge and best practices from the field, from our architects, and we made it so that all of the capabilities necessary to deploy a product can be implemented by just selecting one policy, just clicking on one policy for SharePoint or another app, popular application, so that the implementation time, the deployment time, goes down to a minute. So you don't need to understand all of the different ins and outs of SharePoint's behavior. You can just quite simply say, I've got a SharePoint application. This is where it's answering on, and I'd like to go and accelerate it. So deployment becomes fantastically much faster.
All right. Joseph Hicks is the product manager for web acceleration at F5 Networks. Joe, as always, in talking with F5, it's fascinating to find out about the products that you guys are putting out. I know application delivery is one of the specialties there, and I'm looking forward to our next conversation, finding out more.
Thanks so much.
I'm Michael Johnson.